I'm Avi Arditi with Roseanne Skirbel, and this week on Wordmaster, with Valentine's Day coming up this Sunday, we have a subject to set the mood. It's an interview we did a few years ago with the author of The Joy of Text.
Christina Grish based her book on interviews with dozens of young men and women about what it's like to relate electronically. For instance, dear is a fine greeting for a letter. But for an email, she says,
you know, if you're just starting a relationship with someone or, you know, just starting a correspondence with someone, you know, it's certainly fine to say hi or hello. But then I would say, you know, within your second email, you don't really need, you know, a formal salutation. You can cut right to the fact that you are having an official conversation.
Well, tell us about some of the things that you learned from these interviews. What were the basic findings that you found?
One of the more interesting things I found out is that a lot of people perceive this sense of hierarchy, this intimacy hierarchy, which basically, you know, means that, say, someone sends you a text message, it's only polite to match their medium in response. So they might start out by using email and then progress to, you know, using text message and then progress to leaving a voicemail, but perhaps not, you know, actually talking on the phone. And, you know, the ultimate, you know, ding, 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 you finally made it is actually to have this vocal correspondence. Whereas, you know, even 5 years ago, we would just pick up the phone and call, and hopefully it would happen before three dates.
And all these people you talked to, did you get a sense of whether all the modern means of communicating, other than what you call a vocal correspondence, I guess we used to call that, you know, conversation or talking.
Mm-hmm. A telephone call.
Or a telephone call, mm-hmm. Right. Was it a help or a hindrance? I mean, what sense were you getting?
Well, that was actually the reason that I wrote the book, was because when I was doing my initial research, I realized that so many people were so overwhelmed with this technology and they had so much of it at their fingertips, but they weren't quite sure how to navigate it, but they, more importantly, weren't sure if it was, you know, helping their relationship or hurting it. You know, a lot of girls would spend days and days and days, you know, text messaging with a guy before he would even ask her out, and is that a good thing or a bad thing? I think what it comes down to is, you know, if you're really anxious to be asked out on a date, then it can be seen as a hindrance. You know, if you're really excited to get to know someone slowly and gradually and you want them to get to know you maybe from the inside out, then, you know, then it can actually be a beneficial medium.
Going back to the use of language, you talked about salutations. What about sign-offs?
Yeah, that was actually really funny. I actually had a really great subject who said that he uses it as his canary in the coal mine. But he had said that he reads the way that a woman signs off as a huge indicator of how that woman feels about him. So if she signs off, see ya, or, you know, or bye-bye, or something really cute and kind of casual, then he thinks, okay, we're on, you know, casual footing. If she just says, talk later, then he's like, oh gosh, this isn't great. She means later. How much later is later? But one thing that I kept hearing over and over again was the XOX and, you know, those little tic-tac-toe marks that women use all the time to sign off with each other. It technically, I guess, means, you know, kiss, kiss, hug, kiss. But men get so confused by it because they know that it, you know, it means some form of intimacy and it's some derivation of the word love, but every single man I spoke to said, God, what do the XXOs mean? You know, does that mean she wants to go out? Does that mean she wants to make out?
And what will you be doing on Valentine's Day?
You know what? I don't know. I'm newly engaged, so I hope he has something really great planned that, to be honest, has nothing to do with technology.
Was this a relationship born of techno-relating?
No. In fact, he's a writer as well, and he hates communicating via technology. He won't return a text message. The most he will do is email. There was a lot of email flirtation when we first met.
Which can be fun, but we wondered, how do you avoid email ping-pong in personal or business email? In other words, how do you know when to hit the reply button and when to resist the urge?
I would handle it how you would handle it in person. I think, you know, if you were to end a business correspondence by walking out of the room and saying, thanks, talk to you tomorrow, then do it the same way, you know, over email. But if you're very aloof and you're used to just walking out of a room without saying goodbye, then, then, you know, you can take that route too. But I think the whole goal is to, you know, just make sure that you're matching your personality with the way that you act when you're online.
That was from 3 years ago, an interview with writer Christina Grish, author of The Joy of Text, Mating, Dating, and Techno-Relating.
In an email update, she tells us that she got married in May 2007 and that she and her husband are very happy, or as she put it in texting terms, the happy.
And that's Wordmaster for this week. With Roseanne Skirbel, I'm Avi Arditi.